the satellite. Body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve.
Hey there, and welcome to another Chubbs Gone Wild. It's episode 652.
So what's with the fake voice?
I was doing my Don Pardo.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because you sounded like Ava Gabor a minute ago, and now all of a sudden you're hosting a game show.
Oh, darling. You know. Where's the pick, darling? All right. Let's see. It's Monday. I think I said 6:52. It is Monday, July 27th, 2026, and it is 94 degrees and sunny outside in Chubbland, where it is a mere 42 days until Labor Day, which will end the holiday season, and you'll have to stop wearing white. And then we have 96 days until Halloween. I'm quite excited about that. And 151 days till Christmas. Santa is coming. All right, let's talk real quick about Patreon, which offers folks a way to receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, music, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stasage from Zat Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix, Dave, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/madburlingame to find out how you can support our projects for as little as a dollar a month. And now let's take a moment to center ourselves home. Today's affirmation. The opinions of others are information, not instructions. I like that one. There we go. All right, well, let's see what the F happened in this day in history, starting with, by the way, it's July 27th, in case you didn't know, major historical events, 1866, the first successful transatlantic telegraph cable between North America and Europe is completed, revolutionizing global communications. In 1909, Orville Wright successfully demonstrated the U.S. Army's first military plane flying for over an hour with a passenger aboard. In 1921, Frederick Banting and Charles Best to isolate insulin, paving the way for life-saving diabetes treatment. In 1940, Bugs Bunny officially debuted at the Warner Brothers cartoon, A Wild Hare. In 1974, the U.S. House Judiciary Committee approves the first article of impeachment against President Richard Nixon in the Watergate scandal. 1981, six-year-old Adam Walsh is abducted in Florida. His murder later leads to major changes in child protection and missing person legislation. In 1996, a bomb explodes in Atlanta's Centennial Olympic Park, killing two people and injuring more than 100 during the Summer Olympics. Do you remember that?
I do.
I do too. I journaled about it. I was very upset about it, especially since there was one Olympian named Alexei Nemov, who I was very, very much in love with. I watched the Olympics that year. Like, I was glued to the television the whole time. Especially to the men's events. I don't know why.
Well, the thing I remember was that all the bears were hot for the security guard.
See, I guess I didn't rec I was too in love with Alexei to
Well,
know.
the security guard they thought was the bomber.
Oh God.
But
Well,
he
that
wasn't.
sounds like the bears.
He wasn't a bomber, but that was the big talk was about how cute he was. And then Clint Eastwood made a movie about it a couple of years later.
Well, don't you hate that? Like, apparently somebody shoots a pharmacy CEO or something, and then his eyebrows become the talk of the town.
Oh, did you see when he that he be, they he's become an AI crusader now, where the doctor comes in and they go, "Oh, are we going to be able to get those treatments? I'm sorry, but your insurance doesn't cover that." And he shuts the door behind the doctor and goes, "Oh, you think not?" And he's got a baseball bat and he starts beating the
Oh my gosh. It's a
doctor.
little crazy, but I can see how they got that.
Just makes me laugh. It's kind of like watching, photos of Mitch McConnell.
And that latest one they released to Proof of Life today looks almost exactly like the other one, just in a
It's
different shirt.
a different shirt. And this shirt is way oversized, if you've noticed. It's terrible. And his wife, who I don't think she's even in the country right now, is in a different shirt as well.
And right there by his side in the same pose.
Now there's a woman. She's a nurse, and she had she was actually this is what she said. She was actually at the hospital where he's supposed to be at, and what she does is she goes in. You know how they have things in all the hospital rooms, stickers and shit like that that says, "Okay, this is what you need to do for choking," and just all sorts of. Well, she said, she was, leaving her updated stickers everywhere, so she had complete view of the entire hospital. And she says, "There's no guards inside; they're only outside. There's no Mitch McConnell in that hospital." So I don't. It's that's what she's saying. But that would make, I mean, they're showing that at his house, there's still piles of newspapers, so nobody's at the house. So I don't know where, his wife is staying if she's not staying at, she's not at the hospital and she's not at home. So who knows? It's
She
just,
doesn't
it's,
care because he's not there.
but thanks to AI, no, okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Maybe somebody printed out an AI version of her husband to look
Yeah.
at and go, oh, he's still there. All right. Celebrity birthdays for today, 1922. We had Norman Lear, who revolutionized, well, my growing up, basically.
Well, yeah, he sure did change the way people were on TV. I mean, we went from Gilligan's Island and Green Acres to All in the Family and Maude, and that is quite a big step there for what was, 5 years, 6 years.
He was one of the people that taught my generation morals. Okay, 1942, we have Bobby Gentry, who sang the Ode to Billy Joe. And then we have 1948, Peggy Fleming, the Olympic golden medal figure skater.
Oh.
1948, Betty Thomas,
Yeah.
powerhouse. 1972, we had Maya Rudolph, the actress and comedian. And finally, in 1975, we had Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. And I didn't realize that he was that young. All right. Notable deaths. 1946, we had Gertrude Stein. I didn't realize that was 1946. Wow. Okay. And then 19 or 2003, we had Bob Hope, who's comedian and entertainer who lived a very long time. All right, well, what do we got next? It's time for holidays. And I bet we just celebrated our butts off in this one. Today, oh, the first one we both did, it is Bagpipe Appreciation Day. Did you appreciate bagpipes today?
Actually, I did. I saw a video where it was your cat before you go to bed, and this cat's lying down, looking so beautiful and pristine and so quiet. And then, as soon as the light goes off, then like the cat kicks open the door and he's playing bagpipes and he's throwing things across there. It was very funny, but I did appreciate the bagpipes because there's nothing more like nerve ending, just than hearing bagpipes.
Disrupts your vagus nerve. Yeah. I do like bagpipes, but within reason. So,
And Brian plays them.
I know
That still shocks me.
terrible. But all right, it's also Cross Atlantic Communication Day. I wonder why. Gary Gygax Day. I don't know. National Chicken Finger Day. Have you had any chicken fingers today?
No, I had them yesterday. No, not yesterday, Saturday. Well, I sent you those.
Yeah. Oh, it's also National Crème Brûlée Day. I don't know if I've had
Ooh,
one.
I'd like to celebrate that.
I know.
And there's now, have you had a really good one?
I don't think so. I think I may have had like one small one somewhere along the way. So.
Yeah, there's just something about when it's properly done and you got a nice,
Crack.
well, that, but the crack is nice, but it's the creaminess underneath. It's amazing.
Sounds wonderful. I would love one. All right. It's also National Korean War Veterans Armistice Day. National Scotch Day. Do you like scotch?
Not really.
Yeah, not so much myself
I'm
either.
not a brown liquor guy.
All right. It's also Norfolk Day. Take your houseplants for a walk. Hey, really,
I think that
really.
means it's more of turn the thing around. So it's getting sun on all sides.
Oh, that would make more sense, but
Yeah.
yeah. Take your pants for a walk day. Do we also turn the pants around so they get more sun?
Well, that's the better view anyway, so.
And walk on stilts day.
Have you ever?
I may have tried when I was a kid, but I'm sure I didn't do it or I would have remembered it.
Yeah, I did it. I just the problem I think for me was that, it's when I did it was during the summertime, of course. And so we were barefoot and standing on the stilt part because
Yeah.
it was really just a big piece, 2x4 with a step on it, and then you held on to it and when you walked, and it's yeah, not my thing.
No, it wouldn't be mine either. I'm not good balancing like that stuff. I did do okay with the pogo stick eventually, but not, I wasn't a pro. But those are the holidays that we celebrated today. A couple quick ones from the multi-day events. It is bank account bonus month.
Oh, because it's a fifth week.
I guess. I don't
Yeah,
know.
when you're getting paid every 2 weeks, there's usually 2 months a year that you get paid like around the first or second, and then you get another paycheck around the 30th. It's just and you get one in between too, so it's three paychecks.
That's nice. I think that for me, I get that means I get like an extra day in my pay period. So yeah. Let's see. It is horseradish month. No? Okay. Not really my bag. I'm not really a big horseradish
Well, I like
person.
but I don't like it when it's so miserably hot.
Yeah. It's plastic free July. I think we talked about that. Watermelon month. You like watermelon?
Well, you know, that's something I was going to bring up today. This is funny that you did. Is I am just so turned off by fruits and vegetables right now. I don't know why. Because a couple of years ago, we had watermelon always in the refrigerator. We had we got our apricots, we got artichokes, we got cherries, we had fruits and vegetables all summer long. It was fantastic. And then last year, we got a couple watermelons and they were shit. So we stopped buying the watermelons. And then this year we've had one, and but I'm just like, I'll have a piece and I'm done with it. 'Cause I always break it down, take the rind off and put it in a big container, and then go in, you grab a piece, and then I'm like, okay, now I'm done. But like done with the whole thing. It's weird. I don't understand what happens, but it's like I used to love broccoli. Now I don't like broccoli. I don't like cucumbers. I don't know. I used to love cucumbers. So I'm
Well, if I didn't know you better, I'd suggest that maybe you were slightly autistic. Because
Well,
that's one of those things is you love something and you eat it practically every day, and then all of a sudden something switches and you're just it, the thought of it makes you gag.
I still think honestly that as in the gay chart, I think there's an autistic chart too, because I know
Yes. Oh, no, there definitely is.
So I don't doubt that at all. I mean, I know quite a few people who are very much on the
The spectrum.
spectrum there, so.
Yeah, because I've recently discovered, thanks to therapy and this and that, that I am level prob undiagnosed at the moment, level one autistic, which basically means you'd never fucking know, but I know. So,
Okay.
yeah, and that's the thing is I will totally be into something. Like Marie Callender, the biggest one was Marie Callender turkey TV dinners. I had one of those for months, every single day. That was the only thing that I had for dinner. And all of a sudden, something just switched, and the thought of it just made me barf, and I didn't want it. And anyway, so it's little things like that. But
Yeah.
yeah, it is a spectrum, definitely. You're right. We'll do one more here. It is the something interesting. Oh, National Peach Month.
I've got four of them in the refrigerator.
Are they gonna rot because you don't want them?
Probably.
Yeah. I stopped buying fresh fruit and vegetables because they went bad so quickly. And then I stopped buying frozen vegetables because
They took
I
up room
didn't
in the
use them for
freezer.
months.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. Very cool. Let's look at some birthdays. Just give some quick shout outs of love and tenderness. Big chub hugs. Come on. There we go. Okay. Happy birthday to Josh. A posthumous birthday to my uncle Mark, who would have been 65 today. No, we have Bradley, Ralph, Leo, author Nicola Cameron, author Melanie Fletcher, who is also from the formerly, I know somebody's going to yell this at me. It is Pod. Anyway, there's a she was a don't quit your day job. No, I don't know, but. Very famous podcast, and she was one of the stars, and it was wonderful, and I loved it and listened to it all the time. Anyway, so happy birthday to her. Also to Rotter, author CJ Janes. We have Jan. Jan was my one of my journalism instructors who taught me a lot that I know about the journalisms. Yes. We also have our local Neil, who is the president of our local Democratic Stonewall Society. We have Max yelling, what?
You say so.
Yeah. Author L.D. Blakely. We have Penny Lee. Oh, Farrell. She did. See, it's getting to the point where so much is fading into history. So she and Christian did a podcast together, and that was another one that I loved, but the name is now escaping me. Oh, somebody that we worked with at the theater, Mr. Mark. And then we have Tim Marsha. We worked with her. And
I don't know anyone named Marcia.
that's right. You keep it that way, right? So anyway, we also have Kyle, Casey, Tony, a lot of breeding. Baz, Dara, and finally our sweet Charlie, who we've worked with in theater, part of our close friend group. He's going to be 77 years old. I think that's wonderful. Do 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 do. All right. So, what we got next? That's right, we got Chub Hugs. So I know you had some very important Chub Hugs to send out.
Well, yeah, to Jimothy, who is the short-spined raccoon up in Seattle. I want to send hugs out to him because he's making a lot of people very happy, and he should know. What are you shaking your head for?
I haven't heard of this yet, so I'll have to look it up.
Oh my God, he's so adorable. You go on Google and you look up Jimothy. And but you have to be on Google. You look up Jimothy, and a little animated Jimothy will run across your screen.
Oh, I think I did hear something about that.
So yeah, he's just this. It's a he looks more like well, he doesn't look like a raccoon because he's got his spine is half of what it should be. So he looks like something terrible has happened to him, but he gets along fine.
Oh,
But
little sweet.
yeah, so it's he's a sweet little guy, and I'm very much into raccoons right now. I saw this one reel where this woman threw this raccoon on its back, and then she was just using both hands to massage its belly and its whole underneath, and it was so fat that its arms were just flailing. It was so cute, and yeah, so
Did I tell you that about, well, probably about 3 weeks ago now, it was like midnight and I opened up the front door for something, and there were these two raccoons that were like taking their hands, and it was full of cat food. And when I opened the door and turned the light on, they both just stopped and stared at me. And I was just like, oh, hello. All right, keep out of trouble and close the door. I was just like, okay.
Yeah, we only have the one raccoon and the possum and the skunk. Yeah. And there's a few squirrels and nine cats.
We still have some squirrels and about 20, at least 20 cats that come out of the woodwork whenever it's feeding time and lay around in the summer like Dolly paintings on the front lawn.
I saw a really cute picture. It was somebody had planted catnip along a walkway, and the cats in the neighborhood found it, and they all got high, and it looked as though they had all been killed. They were all passed out onto the on the pavement because they were all
High on nip.
high. Have you ever seen a cat high on catnip?
No, our cats just were like, whatever, F that.
Yeah, we had one in Los Angeles. I had planted a catnip bush, and one day we can't find the cat. We hadn't seen him all day, and he's underneath the deck, laying in the bush, like some hippie in 1967, and it was pretty hilarious.
Oh,
We had to
that's
pick him
funny.
up because he was like unconscious, and take him inside. Okay, you've had too much.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send Chub Hugs out to Berlin.
A group?
No.
Oh.
So, anyone that didn't know, Berlin was having Pride, and somebody decided to drive a van into the crowd. There were a bu there was one person killed. There was a bunch of people that were hurt, and they put the news article about that on our local on Facebook from our local like Channel 3 NBC affiliate and put the story up there. And once again, the biggest emojis on it of reactions were laughing faces. And the comments in it were things like, oh, you can't prosecute it because it's a van, but it identifies as a car. And just the most ridiculous stuff. And finally, I just commented on it and I said, every laughing emoji on here should experience this. And it did get some good responses from it. But it's just like,
Oh, please, you try to shame these people.
no, there is no shame for these people. And most of them are bots. And like, oh my gosh, hold on. Throw it all of a sudden. And like the people that like to instigate and, well, hardcore mental Christians and stuff. They call themselves Christians, but they're just not. All right. Anyway, so shout out, big chub hugs out to the people in Berlin that were affected by this. All right. Feedback. Sean says, grateful I can pay for DoorDash to get my groceries most of the time. Grocery stores are just no fun these days.
I agree.
I do too. Although, I hope that was Sean. It might have been Moose, but anyway.
But I think on the subject of grocery stores, they're either ridiculously crowded with people who don't know what they're doing, or they're just, it's so expensive. It's just so damn expensive. And so as you know, I only shop sales. I basically shop sales to the point of where, like, I'll get, 6, 7 pounds of ground beef that I'm getting for $3 a pound,
That's a good price.
and then break them into pounds, and then freeze it, because I know that when I'm gonna want some ground beef. And like right now, I think I saw on Safeway, a ground beef is like, $7 a pound, which in some cases that's a sale, which is sad. But yeah, so I mean, that's what I do. I get, right, like Rice-A-Roni's $1 a box over at Safeway this week, so I'll get some more of those. And that, because that makes a great, you got a chicken breast, throw it on top of a thing of rice. There you go, dinner. And I try to keep things cheap. I'm very frugal that way.
No, that's a really good thing. When I went to when we went to Winco last week, we came out of there and I was certain that I had spent like over $150 and it came out to like 107. And I realized that I had gotten a lot of stuff that was on sale. But then as I'm looking at that, I'm realizing, yeah, the sale prices today were the regular prices like a year ago. So is it on sale or is it just back to the original price for a
Oh
week?
yeah.
You
Oh,
know?
that's the thing I hate about, I'm using Safeway because they're usually the worst at this. What they'll
Yes.
do is they'll say, buy one, get one free. And it's like the regular price, you only see that when there's buy one, get one free. And of course, it works it down to where it's usually on sale. Or so it's terrible. Like they'll do, buy two, so two 12 packs, get three for free. And the 12 packs are, like
$10.
$13. And I get them for $5 when they're on sale or less.
It's
And
really
so,
crazy. It's
yeah, so
pathetic.
it's it, even their sale is more than I would buy it for. So.
Well, and we've noticed like a whole bunch of stuff, like, you know, like the Diet Coke in the bottles like
Yeah.
this. Now the bottles are thinner and they're more concaved, and they're gotten to the point where they're so thin that they slip out of the plastic thing that you pick up to carry them.
Right.
They slip right out of them now because they're so much thinner. So it's just so much ridiculous shizzle
Well,
going on.
the whole shrink.
Oh,
What?
well, that's the other thing I was going to say is that so Winco, the aisles at Winco right now,
Yeah.
you can walk down them without bumping into people. And we were noticing, wow, the store looks a lot less congested and things are better spaced and certain things are displays are not there anymore.
Is
And
this
we
Elk
started
Grove?
to, huh?
Elk Grove?
Yes.
Okay.
So we start and we thought, well, maybe they're cleaning up and organizing it better because it really needed that. But then we're like, or they've had to cut way back on their products, but they don't want to look like they've cut back on their products. So they're spacing things differently. So it looks like they're st still stocked full, but they've cut back on some of the stuff that they have.
Yeah, see, that's not gonna make the aisles
It
better.
no, because they're farther, they've like moved them.
Okay, because usually
And
the
like the
it's
end caps aren't as much there anymore. And
yeah, because usually those things are bolted down and it's really
yeah,
hard to move them.
no, the aisles are definitely wider.
Well, I know that they were fixing it
Yeah.
at one point, but I thought it was just over in the produce area.
I didn't notice much difference in the produce area, but in the whole you know where they keep like the fresh nuts and grains and all that, those big bins,
Yeah.
those like that whole area is all like spaced out more, and the end caps are gone, and yeah, just
So
it's different.
do you sample out of the bulk
Oh
bins?
God, no.
Yeah, me either. Sean
Yeah.
does. It's like, what are you doing? That's
Yeah,
like,
I love how they have the signs there though. If you need a sample, please ask for help. Like what? So somebody can come over and shame you that you can't have free samples.
yeah.
So now I know that Sean's fingers have been in the bins. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I knew that too, so yeah.
All right. Let's move on to celebrity deaths.
Well, first of all, we're, still mourning Mitch McConnell,
And will be until, you know,
the fourth.
the election
Well,
can't be,
no,
they can't
see,
have a Special Olympic
well,
election.
they can't, they won't have a special election if he resigns or is finally found dead after I think it's on the 3rd of August, so by the 4th of August we should hear something.
Yeah.
Because then what they'll do is they'll just leave the leave it open, and we'll only have 99 senators. And I hate the fact that the liberals are like, oh no, this is terrible. This is terrible. Brashears needs to appoint, a Democrat in that position. And I'm thinking, well, there's not going to be anybody in the position, so that kind of counts towards the us
And
anyway.
him not being there is actually holding up the SAVE Act, so that's not a bad thing
Yeah,
either.
the whole thing works. I'm interested to see if Lindsey Graham's sister is as conservative as they're hoping.
Well, she just thinks that he just loved the people of his state.
Yeah, you
Right,
obviously
sister.
didn't. Yeah, well, yeah. You weren't very aware then.
No. Well, she's a Southern woman, so I'm surprised she took the role at all and isn't at home serving her husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
And that's not
secondly,
a dig on Southern women, just trad-wise. So,
yeah. So, Chuck Russell
yeah.
died this week. He was 68, which was quite young. But he was the director of iconic movies, and I'm thinking, Well, they mentioned the mask, and I'm thinking, well, I mean, it is kind of iconic, but really, you count that one? And then it went Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, Eraser, and the remake of The Blob. And you know what? Those the best Nightmare on Elm Street was number three, the Dream Warriors. That was such a good, I mean, it was shocking how it was the literally the best one out of the whole group. And then the new Blob was a lot of fun. So I was really, that. So yeah, good for him, sad for him,
Yeah,
as Bob
especially
said.
at 68, he was still pretty young.
Yeah, of course we they didn't say, what he died from, but or maybe he's not even dead, who knows.
Well, these
Anymore,
days,
he might
especially if
be,
you're in Congress.
yeah, he might still be somebody's AIing him or something. So anyway, that's it. Nothing
Well,
big,
good.
although I am
I
missing
mean,
my one of my littlest kitten, baby girl, because she's half the size of all the other kittens, so really a runt. And she's been missing for 24 hours, so I'm thinking she, I mean, she's so adorable, she probably found somebody found her and went, oh, look at this little kitten, oh, because that's what's going to happen. They're going to find homes because they won't let us touch them, we can't catch them. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, my week. Let's talk about my week. Okay. So MasterChef finally came back, and it's still the concept is so, it's weird. They go, we want you to do this, but in something that, because it's by continents, not incontinence, but continents. And so if you're cooking African food, you've got to get an African spin on, whatever the challenge is. And to me, that just kind of sucks. It's just it's not, I'm not finding it interesting. We finished Marvelous Miss Maisel. I'm pretty sure we talked about that last week. Oh, Eye of the Storm, which is over on HBO, and I think it's on some cable network. I'm not sure which one. They did a they did it this week, was on Hurricane Harvey, which hit Houston back a few years ago. I think it was 17, maybe it was later than that. But anyway, and this is the one that I remember you talking about how a friend of the show, can we say his name? Is it okay to
Oh,
say his name?
absolutely.
Okay, Nephi was without like power for like days, and they were having it, there's so much flooding, and it was really quite shocking what was going, watching, because they only pick a couple storylines to do it. But I remembered that, because see, with the news, I the Whittier, not the Whittier earthquake, but no, it was the Whittier earthquake. I was in Los Angeles and living, and we had the earthquake, and it was like nothing. It was a nothing earthquake. But one person died because a piece of parking structure fell on them. Otherwise, no one else got hurt. There was nothing. But all day long on the news, it was all day on the networks showing the devastation of the Whittier earthquake. And because whenever that happened down there and you had the day off, well, you knew there was nothing going to be on TV, so you might as well go to the bathhouse, and because it was that earthquake, and it was the shuttle, this when the space shuttle exploded, and it was like, oh, because I had the day off, I had plans, and it was gone, because the news has to do a 24-hour news cycle on anything that they can get their hands on. And so, yeah, but that I so when this Harvey thing, I was like, well, I remember it was more than I would have expected from, because they're going to show you some places getting flooded and the rest of the town nothing. But in this case, it was fucked up all over, the and the lower lower to sea level you were, the worse it was for you. They had water coming up over houses. It was in areas that, where you kind of turn into a bowl. And so nothing was flowing out. They had to release water from the reservoirs because they were worried about them breaking. And so that made the flooding worse. It was really interesting. So let's see. Big Brother. Last week we got rid of Rome. He was the pickleball instructor. He was kind of a scummy kind of guy. He's just you looked at him, he gave you the creeps. And then of course he immediately got into a showmance like day two. And so immediately when you do that, everyone else wants to take you down. That's all there is to
Of
it.
course, yeah.
Well, because
You want to break up a couple,
it's a
a
voting
voting
block and we
block,
can't have
yeah.
that. So even though your friend, when you're friends with somebody, it's the same voting block. But anyway, so that was, I was glad to see him go. I really was. And do you remember the movie Meatballs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, remember Rudy the Rabbit, little Rudy Gerner, the star of the show,
Oh, okay. Yeah.
the kid. Remember how awful his hair was?
Yeah.
Rome has the exact same haircut and hair. And it was so funny because I even mentioned to Clinton Kelly, I said, I can't watch this guy on the show because all I'm thinking about is Rudy the Rabbit, Rudy the Rabbit. And Clinton thought it was funny because he's a big Meatballs fan too. So
Cool.
let's see. Project Runway is back on Hulu. And what I'm not loving about the show is that they leave, they say who the winner of each week was, and then they give you who the people in the bottom are. And next week you'll find out who's going home. It's like,
Oh, right.
okay, that's just no. You know what? We're going to watch the show anyway. You don't have to leave us on a cliffhanger. It,
Right.
it's.
That's stupid. I think they tried to do something like that on one of the cooking shows, and it was just like, no, that's a bomb. And also the one where they, do you remember the competition shows that we love, the baking shows, and they tried to do this big scoreboard thing. Do you remember that? Where they would have like the top two people above the scoreboard and then they'd rank
No,
the
oh, you!
rest of them.
I they just did that on Padma's new show,
Yeah, I
and
just.
it's
Ugh.
well, I don't mind that as long as you tell me who's going home on this episode.
I can see that, but I'm for me, and I don't mind it on some shows, and I'll tell you that in a bit on a show that I'm watching. But for the cooking shows, again, they are the baking shows that we like, the holiday ones are friendly. They're better when they're friendly. When they try to do too much
Oh, yeah.
backstabbing and competition and dividing into team, it's just like, no, don't do that.
Well, and Americans, American television seems to think that's what we want.
Yeah, no,
And we could
that's why
see
we love the British stuff.
exactly because they don't even have prizes.
Right.
I mean, they're just doing it for the glory.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it just and it's look, I'm watching this. We just saw this competition. Tell me who the winners are. Tell me who the losers are. I'm coming back next week.
Right.
And but you know what I'm not interested in next week? What happened last week? So,
Exactly.
unless you're
You're
I mean, it's
recapping.
it's great, honestly, it wouldn't bother me if they just dumped the whole season.
Oh, yeah.
And then I can go ahead and I can watch the beginning of the next one and stop. But if you're making me wait 7 days to find out who lost this week's competition, why should I be interested in it next week?
All right.
Okay, so we finished up L over on Prime,
Yes.
yeah, Prime, and it was a sweet show. I don't know. I mean, it was cute. There were some good characters, And it's Elle Wood, and she seems to always appeal to everybody. So, Paramount Plus had swallowed up BET. Now, BET was also a streaming station, but they, for some reason, instead of getting paid for BET and then also paying for Paramount Plus, they threw BET on Paramount Plus. So I like it because I wasn't going to pay for BET to watch the Miss Pat show, and now I don't have to. So and that the new Star Trek just started.
Yes, I do.
Did
I
you?
will. I want to watch it so badly, but I have issues with CBS stuff.
So
Not their shows, just
you're
them.
taking it out on Star Trek.
Maybe not. We'll see.
Well,
But I do tend to wait till there's at least a few episodes out because I'm more of a binger.
okay, 'cause you still have your space on my Paramount Plus thing that I offered you 4 or 5 years ago, and you kept saying no, but it's still there.
Well, I will have to ask you about that then.
Yeah.
I'll let you be the sinner.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, that's exactly. King of the Hill's back on Hulu. I haven't started yet, but it's back. We finished Maybe Happy Endings. We finished, what else did we finish? We had something else we were watching, but Marvelous Miss Maisel. So we went back and started Cougar Town and Big Mouth again. So
Oh, that's
yeah,
good.
and it's nice because I've missed everybody. Okay, so Masters of the Universe, brand new on Prime for free if you got Prime, and pretty much everybody does. This is the new one that they spent way too much money on. I mean, it's so overproduced it doesn't look good, if that makes sense.
Kind of, yes.
It just feels like that the yeah, it's just too much. And the thing that was fun about Masters of the Universe was that it was kind of, dumb and silly. But for some reason, this one was at least the new one was at least a little more where Skeletor was like, what's wrong with you people? Why can't you get anything right? Because then I turned around also on Prime and watched the 87 version. Because I was confused. Because the new one takes place where He-Man doesn't know who he is on Earth. Well, he knows who he is, but no one knows where he is. He's lost the sword of power, and so to me that whole thing was really dumb because it didn't move the storyline really at all. That whole first hour, and then finally. Finally, we get, everyone else involved, and then it kind of moved better. Where in the 87 one, this takes place after he knows he's He-Man, and they accidentally get sent to Earth, and meet, Courtney Cox. So that was exciting. So, they're both entertaining in their own way, but the cheap terribleness of the 87 one felt more fun and more, it was easier to watch, and not that the new one was hard to watch, but it was just the new one was just a bit disappointing for me. And why bother Jared Leto? I mean, who he
I
had
didn't
an
even realize it was him
He
until I looked
had
it up later.
nothing. He added nothing to any of that. I was really surprised. Otherwise, he just gave us a standard Skeletor. I mean, sad. It was just, I was kind of sad, but I did enjoy seeing the 87 one because I couldn't figure out, and ultimately I figured out that it's two different stories going on for He-Man. We got the Clark Kent one, the new one's kind of, the Clark Kent goes to Earth and becomes Superman.
Right.
So, and then the old one was just a silly kind of, oh, we got to get back home and save the princess that's I don't know, it's just things. Okay. I also watched Suffs, which is available on either PBS, you can watch it, but I would tell you go to YouTube and watch it. It's the filmed play or musical that won Best Music and Book 3 years ago at the Tonys. This is all about the suffragettes. All female cast. The show was the show's good, but honestly, oh, it was long. It felt long, and the songs were all, "We gotta do it for our granddaughters," "We gotta march, march, march." It's just the songs weren't. The songs didn't
Popping.
have a lot of variety. So, and I'd actually prefer, songs that advance the story too, but you'll see it's still a great filmed version, some really wonderful performances. So that's, like I said, on YouTube, on HBO, not HBO, Netflix. I watched Merrily We Roll Along. This is with the Jonathan Groff, Daniel Radcliffe
Nice.
version. Lindsay Mendez also. Just really well, once again, really well done. Great music. But it starts off in 1981, I think it was, because that's when the play initially came out. And then it starts working its way back towards, I think we got back to like 1956. And so, and each year we see as it goes, I mean, it goes back in blocks, but every time we go back in time, we just, it was so sad. Everybody was so sad and disappointed. It was ending relationships and relationships that never started. And it was all based on Jonathan Groff's greed. He wanted to be fa rich and famous, but Daniel Radcliffe was his writing partner. They were song lyrics guys. And so when, as he progressed, he kept becoming, he became a director and he was making money. He got a three picture deal, and Daniel Radcliffe no longer had a person to write with. And Lindsay Mendez had been in love with Jonathan Groff for 35 years and never got to express it to him because he was 25 years, because he's too busy trying to be famous and fall in love with the leading ladies and stuff like that. So it just, it was kind of sad. And at the ending, it's like somebody says something. He goes, "Well, maybe that's what I'll do. That's what I'm going to do one day." And it's like he basically said, "I'm just going to get rich and famous." And so that was kind of sad. But it was a really well done performance. And then I wanted to see another musical for some reason. So I thought, let's watch Hairspray. And then I went, well, the first one was as much of a musical as the second one was. So I watched the John Waters one, which was just delightful. It's 90 minutes and it's stupid, funny, just a joy really to watch. And so watch that. And then last night I watched Mortal Kombat. It's the new one. It's, I guess it's, I don't know if it's Mortal Kombat 2 or they're just a reboot of Mortal Kombat, but it's on HBO, just started. And this one has, oh, I always forget his, Keith, not Keith Urban, but it's like that. He's the guy who played Bones on the new Star Trek. He's the butcher in The
His
Boys.
name, yes.
Yeah, so it's whatever his name is. I really like him. He always gives me, remember when he did the Judge Dredd, the remake of Judge Dredd? and how good it was.
I think so.
Shockingly good. Anyway,
Yeah.
so in this case, it's less like the one they had out a couple of years ago. And this is where he's a he's basically Steven Seagal of his time period. He's I think it was Jack Cage, and he could take
Johnny
out a whole room of
Cage.
people, and and so he played this character over time and time and time. So and so they think he's a champion because they've got him on film being a champion. And it's like, no, that's a movie. I'm just an actor. That's just been choreographed. And so he ends up getting volunteered into trying to save the world from the bad guys. So, and it was good. It
Very
was really
cool.
fun, really good. Well, when they showed his movie, it was the action sequence was horrible, laughable, right? It's like he grabs a pole and swings it around and knocks out eight guys all at once, and it's
Love this.
and he wasn't even near it. So, but yeah, it was the rest of it was really well done.
Cool.
I've got a cold again, by the way.
Oh,
But if I have this in 2 days, I'm going to the urgent
good.
care and get medicine. I'm done with being sick.
Good.
Okay, I think that's it. Yeah, you go.
Good. Okay. Awesome. I'll have to w try to watch that the Mortal Kombat. All right. Well, I have been watching, of course, Doctor Who. I'm still in the Matt Smith and Amy and Rory years. Kind of we finally know who River Song really was and all that. And there is, as much as sometimes the Matt Smith, and I was not a big Amy fan in the first couple watches, but I think I've seen this at least four times now. So going through it again, I am liking her more. And of course, I, adore Rory. And so it's been, there are episodes that I kind of have to push my way through, but some other stuff that just really fun. Very, very, very well done. So I'm enjoying it. I tried to watch some movies this week when I was feeling like watching TV, or and I started to watch one called Dragon Soldiers on Prime, and I turned it off. And you know me, I'll usually just watch something in the background if it's not that great, but this was just so bad and the special effects were so bad. I was just like, no, I cannot do this one. Nope. Done.
Yeah, it's
So.
funny because I do the same thing too. I'll be like, most of the time, it's on. The TV's on. It's just a voice in the house kind of thing. And but occasionally, something is so bad I can't not listen to it. And it's just like, okay, or like when Ben Marsalis goes on and
Oh,
on and keeps showing.
Midas touch,
My yeah, keep showing pictures or scenes of Trump talking.
yes, and too long, and he, I mean, I love their network. I'm very glad that they're there and they're so popular, but he just talks so damn slow. I have to watch him at a higher speed, or I can't make it all the way through his 16 minutes.
Well, it's also what he does is he goes, so this senator, he goes up there, he says blah blah this, blah blah that, this that, and he goes on, and then he goes, here, let me show you, and it's like, you already told me, I don't need to see it now.
Right, exactly. Or the ones that are driving me nuts are Keith and Jack when they're like, oh, this senator just left office. And then, but before I tell you about that, let's go into this other story that you've already heard three times. I'm like, no.
Well, and then you
Jeez.
find out that the senator that left office is Lindsey Graham.
Well, yeah, because he died, or this senator left office actually 3 years ago. So it's like,
Yeah, the tease is getting bad.
right. And it's like you might as well be right wing when you're doing it this badly. So nuts. Anyway, so then I watched a movie called Altered, and it's basically about it's on, I think it's on Prime, it's free. And it's an alternate present, genetically enhanced humans dominate society. Outcasts Leon and Chloe fight for justice against the corrupt politicians exploiting genetic disparity, risking everything to cha challenge the oppressive system. Okay, so basically, what happened was they had a big nuclear war, but then rebuilt the world, and they developed a technology to save people by that would like genetically enhance them, but it's random. So like some people have like things coming out of their nose that they can like drink water, and other people have like better, like enhanced eyesight or enhanced hearing or enhanced running and that type of thing. So everybody's enhanced except for 10% of the population, which the drug does not work on because they give it to you like in vitro, and it doesn't work on them. So they are the outcasts now. And they basically are being made to the other people are trying to wipe them out, but they're trying to make it look like they're actually terrorists. Well, anyway, Tom Felton, who was Draco Malfoy, he stars in it, and I actually didn't even realize it was him at first. So, but I was like, that guy's kind of cute. It's just a fun little movie for like a Saturday or a Sunday when there's nothing else on. But I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it unless you're a Tom Felton fan. And he did a good job in it too. But it's just one of those, knockoff, like fun little flicks.
Well, I just don't I don't know how they get all these fucking shows greenlit.
I same. There's just so much entertainment out there. There's got to be companies that are just like, yes, let's spew this out, as fast as we can, because some of these projects. And this wasn't actually even bad. It just wasn't above. I can't say it was good, but it wasn't bad. It's just that line of like, eh, okay, I probably won't even remember watching this 3 years from now.
Well, or 3 weeks from now,
Yeah, that too.
I find that that there is this new layer of mediocreness amongst entertainment, especially movies.
Well,
Movies are just terrible.
and that's you can apply that to Masters of the Universe. I saw it in the theater. I really enjoyed it. But honestly, am I going to watch it again? Probably not, because it was that just kind of, well, that was fun. Eh. Yeah.
Well, and the same with the first one, but at least the first one had camp value.
Yeah, I would go back and watch the first one again just for
Well,
laughs.
it's only there for a limited time, so yeah, there's you only got like 2 weeks left because
Okay.
they only brought it there to basically put it alongside
Yeah.
the one that they had already
Because
made.
I know that mom and I watched that a number of times. The same we'd watch like Beastmaster, stupid, or Red Sonja, or the first Conan. It's just they were fun. Horseback, go ahead.
They were fun, and what limitations they had as far as either script or budget, they made up for in entertainment.
Yes.
They were entertaining, they were funny, they were campy. I mean, I loved when, one of my favorite parts of Arnold Schwarzenegger was just he had the best one-liners.
Yeah, that's
You
true.
know, whether you're in Terminator or you're,
Conan or
Conan or Kindergarten Cop, he always had some good one-liners,
yep.
and they were always funny. And he knew, well, he or whoever was handling knew that they have to keep some kind of a certain kind of edge on him that people respond to. And that's why he was as big of a star as he was. Where you look at some of these other ones, because I mean, Dolph Lundgren was equally as bad of an actor as Arnold Schwarzenegger, but he just didn't have the right people.
Well, and yeah, he was in the, for anyone that doesn't know, didn't watch it, he was in the original Masters of the Universe,
Yeah, he was
and he
He-Man.
actually did a bit part in the newer Masters of the Universe. And that's why when he came on screen, Clint and I were laughing, and yet the younger people around us didn't really get it.
They're not going to know the guy in the store was the original He-Man, what? Oh my God, what was that? Okay, so
87.
nearly 40 years ago.
So, all right. Then I want I was kind of bored and just not feeling that great this week. So I ended up watching Batman Begins because I was lazy and it was there. And I got it in the $5 sale a while back on what's it, Fandango. And surprisingly, I actually enjoyed it. And I swear I've seen this film at least two times before, and I didn't even remember some of the stuff that was in it. But it was actually pretty good. So, yeah, especially for Christian Bale, who's not one of my favorite actors. So,
Well, and if somebody wants to see that, they don't have to pay for it because they can go to Disney, Hulu, or HBO, and they can watch it there for free if you have
cool.
the streaming services. Go
Yeah.
ahead.
And then because I wanted to watch an action film, but I was lazy, I also at the $5 sale back at Christmas time got Transformers Rise of the Beasts, which
Oh.
I actually like.
Wait, was that the cartoon?
No, that you,
Okay.
I tried to watch the cartoon and I just didn't quite get into it at the
Oh,
time.
it's so good. And the
I
ending
know you
is
said that, and
excellent.
I will give it another try, but I just wasn't into it at the time. But yeah, so Rise of the Beasts, I actually really liked it, and I realized how diverse the cast was. Like there really the like there was maybe a white person here and there in the periphery, but everybody else was a very diverse cast. And I didn't even notice it because the story was good, the action was good, and that's the way it should be, frankly. So, but I would say go watch the movie. It's got a lot of good action in it, and it's well done. And then, so yeah, the only other two things I watched, I started to watch Naked and Afraid World Domination, which is the newer one that is out. It is on Prime, or Discovery. I think I have Discovery through Prime, so it could be either one. But it's the one where they pit eight, I think eight teams, seven or eight teams from around the world. And of course, three of them, four of them are from America. And all but one of the American teams get wiped out. The team that I liked was the one that had Dan on it. Dan is the gay oceanographer, I think that's what he is. But anyway, and I've always loved Dan. He's won like the 40, like the apocalypse comedy, like just he's won tons of stuff. He's cute, he's fun, he's smart, and he's queer, and so that's always fun. And his team was knocked out, like the second team that got knocked out, I think. And after that, it just wasn't as interesting because the people just weren't that interesting. And then the two women Australians, they were on there and they were actually doing really good. And then they got knocked out like fourth or something. And after that, I'm just like, I don't really care. I mean, it's just, eh. You have the American teams who are full of bravado, and the other teams who are just struggling to make it through and represent their countries. And I don't know. It's not the Olympics, people. You're all naked and afraid. So, yeah. Anyway, but it takes place in Africa, and it's well done, but I just didn't care for the top teams, so I didn't bother even watching to see who won the last episode. And then so that new Little House on the Prairie, and I know you're really interested in this show. So it's on Netflix. It has 8 episodes. They're all there to watch, of course. And I finished the last 4 episodes last night. I put on one while I was doing some work, and then I was going to go do something else. And I ended up sitting there and binging all 4 remaining episodes. I finished it. It's so good. It really is just that kind of entertainment that you just, I don't want to say wholesome, but it's just like, this is what I needed. Just something fun and light, and yeah. So that's what I watched. This is, by the way, for anyone that knows the Little House on the Prairie books and stuff like that, this is the one. This is basically the one where it's not Little House on the Prairie. This is like Little House. Oh gosh, I forget the exact title, but it's the one just before that, the one that they based the Christmas special on in the original, where Mr. Edwards shows up and he's got stuff for them in the big snow because Santa couldn't make it through the snow, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, but Mr. Edwards is a messed up, and they've played around with a lot of the characters and stuff like that. But it's still really good fun. Nobody dies, which was nice. So, yeah. Anyway, and Tom's back. So, I will move on to Love It or Hate It. Audiences clapping when a plane lands.
No, they haven't done that in years.
Well, that's good, I guess. I've never been on a plane when it's landed, but
Have you been on a plane when it hasn't landed?
I went on a field trip when I was a little kid to a plane, and we all got on the plane and we all sat down and we listened to stuff, and then we all got back up and left. And that's the only time I've been on a plane.
Yeah, they used to. Well, back when people like would even dress up to get on a plane, I mean,
Oh.
jackets and dresses and shit like that. Now it's like sweatpants and
Pajamas and things that make the
well,
travel
you're stuck.
guy
You
all unhappy.
well, one thing that I hate is I hate sitting somewhere for 5.5 hours in a suit. So fuck that. Yeah, no, I but I do enjoy flying. I just don't like to fly too long. Like when we came back from Turkey, it was 13 hours.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I
It's
and it
crazy.
and it was funny 'cause when we went from New York to Turkey, that was only 9 hours. I think it was nine. And I was okay. But I'll tell you, halfway through I started thinking I'm gonna go insane. I was first of all, I was not happy because my head looked terrible and we were crowded and it was long. I mean, I saw the night came and went, it was so weird. And so yeah, and the only thing good thing that happened was I got to see that Transformers animated show. That was on there, so that was good. But for the most part, the stuff that they were offering to watch sucked. I didn't want to watch any of my shows. Sean was, like either asleep or I had no one to talk to. The food was terrible. They did feed us twice. We got breakfast and we got dinner. No, lunch. We got lunch. It was
Wow, that's
horrible.
not a, it was crowded in first class.
Crowded in first class.
Well, I mean, I know that, all the couponing and everything else that you do should scrape together enough to get yourself some first class tickets,
But you know
girl.
what the difference between first class and coaches?
Reaching, giving them a reach around at the same time.
I
I
mean,
don't know.
it's like, let's say when we go to Hawaii, we usually pay around $500. If you want first
That's
class, it's $2,500.
so save up, girl. Enjoy. You should. I'm sorry. Go for the gusto.
Okay,
Save
you
up your
obviously,
travel points.
what do
Do
you
something.
think first class is?
More leg room.
Okay, there's a little more leg room, and there's only two of you in the aisle. I mean, two on each side, but for $2,000, I'll be uncomfortable for 5 hours.
Okay.
I don't know where you th what kind of money you think I have, but
Oh, it's
I
not
don't
that.
I
It's
don't
just
I don't.
I think that at a certain point in your life, and that I mean any point basically, that comfort is worth a little bit extra.
We'll do that actually for a hotel,
Okay,
but
cool.
I would not do that
For an airplane ticket. Okay.
for because it's like maybe if I'm going to Australia or Tokyo
Yeah.
and it's another 15-hour flight, there might be some thought there. Actually, what I'd prefer is that they had actual sleep cabins. Because there's little things that you can where you can lie down and sleep during it. I would love that because I'm so bored and I don't sleep well sitting up. So yeah, so it's horrible. Anyway, move on. I'm too upset now.
All right. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know, imagine discovering after 6 months of dating that many of the beautiful messages that made you fall in love with your partner were written by AI. Would you feel deceived even if everything the messages said were true?
No.
And
I wouldn't be de why would you feel deceived? They're obviously looking at it and going, "Yeah, that sounds right." That's like, okay, how would it be if you were dating somebody and they were sending you famous love poems done by different people? Isn't that the same thing?
kind
You
of.
know? Yeah. I mean, I think that if you're dating somebody and after 6 months you can't figure out that this person doesn't talk this way, I think it's AI. It's almost like giving a generic birthday card. You know, you didn't write the birthday card; you just bought it. So yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm dating them in real life and I know who they are, and I mean,
You
obviously I'm
better.
going to be like, wow, you're very articulate when you write.
Yeah, too bad you don't know what how to finish a sentence.
Right. And this little bit here where you started talking about, another country, I don't understand that. But anyway, no, I don't think that would bother me. All right. Hey, Chubbs, one Tokyo company encourages men to wear shorts to work. However, some female employees think looking at hairy legs is offensive. If women are expected to shave their legs to look professional, should men who wear shorts be held to the same grooming standard, or should we eliminate the expectation for everyone? Everybody.
You should eliminate the expectation for everyone. It's
I
bullshit.
agree.
I've always said that if I was born female and I was whether I was heterosexual or lesbian, I would not shave my legs or under my arms or do any of the bullshit that is expected you to do. I saw what did I who was that? I just saw a comedian talking about how a man, goes on a date, and the reason he pays is because She's had her hair done, her eyebrows waxed. She's put on makeup. She's shaved. All the things that a woman does before she goes on a date. And a guy usually showers and maybe shaves. Anymore? Probably not. So I always said, I'll be that hairy girl over there because I'm not going to shave my fucking legs to make you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous in this day and age that we're still holding that. And I know that people, there are some people who say it just freaks me out. Well, it freaks you out because that's the way you were raised. You spent 60, 50, 40 years in a society where that was the norm. But in societies where that wasn't the norm, it doesn't freak them out a bit. So it's just one of those things, it's time to move on from that.
Usually for me it's the underarm hair on a chick,
Yeah.
and she's usually
Well,
wearing a
yeah.
tank top or like a bikini top, and then you got the big hairy armpits. It's striking, but you know what? That's my problem, not yours.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Honest, totally honestly, that does make me kind of double take when I see that. But again, like you said, that's my thing. You
Right.
shouldn't be, have to do that anyway. But I also wonder what work environment encourages men to wear shorts. So,
Maybe it's encouraged because heat, maybe it's a
maybe, I don't
warm
know.
environment. Because I think when they say encourage, they probably, because I remember at VPD, like on Fridays we could wear shorts, and
Yeah.
then during the summer we could wear shorts all summer long. And of course, hell yeah, because
Right.
thankfully I was at the end of where men had to dress up for work.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had a job where I had to wear a jacket. Oh, unless it was a uniform, like at the theater, we had to wear jackets. All the men
Right.
wear jackets, but as an adult in a work environment, I've never fortunately had to be dressed up in that, unless it was an event. But
Yeah, that's the thing for me. It was events because when you're in journalism and stuff like that, chances are you're just trying to get the job done. It does not matter. But when you go to an event, you have to do that thing. All right, last question. Timothy wants to know, hey Chubbs, a woman scratching her feet with a fork while eating at a buffet on a cruise ship went viral on the video, and he included a video of it to watch. If you witnessed this at a buffet, would you have confronted the woman yourself, quietly told an employee, or simply moved away, and why?
I probably try to film it just so I could throw it up on
Like
Facebook.
the person who did on this, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't care. I'm not eating off your fork, and you're not using that fork in the buffet, so what do I care?
Right. And on top of that, when she leaves it on her plate to leave, it will be washed and sterilized along with all the other things that people probably have on their mouth or whatever that you don't see but are still there on the fork. So.
Yeah, I mean, what I, yeah, I mean, people do a lot of gross things in restaurants, in theaters, but calling them out for it, unless it's actually invading my plate,
Right. I will say watching the video, because I did watch the video of it, and it's there on the Trello if you want to watch it at some point. It was pretty gross,
Yeah,
honestly.
but
But
so.
it was also none of my business, and I if it bothered me that much, I would have moved, but it probably would just would have made me laugh and talk to my whoever I was with about how disgusting that person
Yeah,
was.
you know, and what's the point of trying to shame somebody
Yeah.
publicly like that? That's just dumb. Now, if it was Sean scratching his
Yeah.
foot with the fork, I might have a problem with that. Just because, okay, people are looking. You can go to the bathroom and scratch your fucking foot, but don't do it here.
Well,
Oh.
and I mean, she literally had like dead skin that she was peeling off and stuff too. So, I mean, that's the same thing. If I was with somebody and they were starting
Sorry.
to do that, I'd be like, what the hell is the matter with you?
I
Save
mean,
that for when you're back in the cabin.
people, pick their nose or
Yeah.
pull out ear hair. I see it all. I've seen it. I don't care.
Right. It's none of my business. Move on.
Okay, move on.
Yeah.
Thank you,
So
Timothy.
anyway, Timothy, thank you for that. And the video was a little horrifying, but thank you for that too. All right. Moving on to what's in your lunchbox. Mr. Moose wrote in and said, look at my fork. No, he didn't. He said, rainy day, cleaned the house this morning, bored, decided to bake snickerdoodle cookies. They are fresh
Yay.
from the oven, smell good, and they look good too. I love a good snickerdoodle.
Now it looks like, see, because normally snickerdoodles, I mean, I grew up where you cook them and then you cool them and then you roll them in sugar cinnamon. But it
Well,
looks like he put it over the top. That's interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. I still eat your cookie, Moose. All right. Made BLT sandwich for dinner. Sourdough, heirloom tomato, thick sliced bacon, side of dill pickle, potato chips, and cantaloupe. Wow. Look at that
Yeah.
tomato.
Yeah, you could tell that's a summer tomato.
Yes.
It's dark and it's heirloom, obviously. I bet it tastes great.
I thought Moose had one more. Maybe I missed something. I'm double checking. One, two, three. Nope, just those two. Okay. And thank you, Mr. Moose. Those are beautiful. Sandwich and a cookie. And then Tom decided that he was going to make me very jealous over something here.
Well,
This
so what
is.
happened was Sean was at a softball tournament. So when he leaves me alone and he goes to a softball tournament, it's fried chicken weekend. So I started off at KFC Friday, and then Saturday, which is the picture, it was 12 chicken strips for $12. I mean, you can't beat that price. And
No,
I
that's
got a 13th
no.
one, by the way.
Oh.
So I ate half for lunch, and then that night for dinner, I put the rest in, heated them up in the air fryer. Yum! It was great.
You
So,
divided that into two meals, amateur. Wow.
well, yeah.
But very, very yummy. And yes, I was quite jealous. So, all right. Well, if you want to see those pictures, just go over to our Facebook group at facebook.com/chubsgonewild, and you can see all the fabulous fun and Tom's beautiful strips. And then email us at the show. ChubbsGoneWild@gmail.com. Send us what's in your lunchbox or some Hey Chubbs questions or whatever you like. We'll like it. And then of course you can find my other projects over at JustKissTheGuy.com and
And if you're watching us on YouTube, which we know some of you are, make sure to give us a like and subscribe and tell us that you're watching. Leave us some sort of a message.
yes, we'd love to
You
hear
can
from you.
you comment on the video or just let us know it's you.
Tell us where you're from.
Yeah.
Tell us what you like to eat. Tell us your favorite segment. Tell us that you love looking at Tom's diabolical hair. So,
It's
yes.
so beautiful.
All
I just don't
right.
understand how it went, my hair went from, because it was flat, now it's so poofy, and it feels almost like pubic hair.
I'm sure it does. I'll ask Sean to verify that at some point.
I'm not saying my pubic hair. I'm just saying pubic hair.
Okay. All right. We love you, and we'll
Oh,
catch you
yeah.
next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.